Okay, so again, just welcoming those of you who are just signing in and welcoming everyone to this call this evening. This is Artful Intent, using the power of intent to create power objects. For those of you who don't know, our core community members have been doing these offerings over the past few months and really sharing in their gifts and their wisdom with us. And Monica really has a gift in working with the herbal medicines and the power of prayer and creates such beautiful magic with that. So Monica has been a core member of a New Earth movement since its inception, and she's been a longtime apprentice of the Legacy of Intent and the Legacy of Awareness Wisdom teachings, which she will tell us more about this evening. So welcome, Monica. Thank you so much for joining here with us this evening. We're very excited for what you're going to bring to us tonight.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Hi, Leanne. Thank you for such a sweet introduction. And just reiterating, welcome, everyone. I'm happy to be together. And there's really no better time than now than to be really accessing our magic and connecting with our own potential to change our lives. It's like no one else is going to do it for us, and we need it more than ever now. So, welcome. I think to start, we could all just take a pause and take a breath together and all land here together in the call. So let's drop deep into the breath, exhaling wherever we've been, inhaling this precious moment, connecting with the heart, with the beat of the heart. So it's like the breath is feeding the heart. And see if you could bring your awareness just to the sensation of the breath and the beating of the heart. Then connecting not only with our own hearts, but connecting our hearts together on this call. Okay, it feels like we're here. So right now on the planet, there is a collective thing happening with intent. I'd say that a lot of people are really like taking this moment and, people have been in a hard moment. And so they're like, okay, it's like collectively, there's like a faith that we are in a new moment and we can do something different. And I have really found through the work, especially the work in the awareness teachings, like really recognizing that we could do this in any moment. But it's an apropos time to talk about it because it's really like on the collective radar, like people are like thinking about it, wanting to do something about it. So that was my inspiration to talk about it tonight and to really talk about the way that I've worked with creating things in conjunction with my intent and how that's really like propelled me in my own life, like not on any trajectory besides my own really heart's calling, and how for me working with my creative process has really kind of helped me to break through barriers and really ground in on things that have been really fruitful. So tonight I want to talk about that, just how we could create an act of power to really claim victory and really implement our intent into action and into embodiment. And how do we do that? Well, I think that that's like really unique for each of us. And I think that tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about my own experience with that and that hopefully that'll shine a light for you in your own discovery of that. And I really, really truly believe and feel how we all have our own unique way that our intent or that our magic comes alive. It's like we hear this in the teachings, like Tudor talks about how we sign this contract, like I'll come here for this reason. And I think that that can be a really simple thing too, like just the ways that we come alive and really recognizing what are the ways that we come alive and like how does like speak to me and then how do I work with that then to create a ripple effect in my life. So part of my intent also in this offering is really to to like through sharing my own experience that would maybe create a spark of inspiration for like how that could apply in your life. So maybe it wouldn't be with plants, but maybe it would be that you paint, or maybe you love to create altars outside, or, you know, it's like, I think the creative process is really infinite and infinitely unique also as the way that it moves through us. So I wish a great blessing for each of you to really find that chord, because I feel like how for me, it's really helped me to even like hone in on how I live or how I breathe. It's like how I express. By expressing it, then life has more of a chance to keep moving through me. And then I receive from that on the different levels of my being too. So it's this really cool process that has, it's like really simple, but then it touches like every level of our being. It's really cool. I feel like a good place to start is like, what is intent? You know, it's like we talk about having intentions or wanting this or desiring that, but ultimately it's like through the awareness teachings, what I'm seeing is that our intent is like a beam of light. It's like a guiding post. It's what drives us. So if we're alchemizing and creating an intent, it's like we're saying, I'm going to start living with this new foundation in my life. It can't be like, yeah, well, I want to do this, but really, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, but I'd really like to do that. It's like our intent is like what it's like we are in motion because of our intent. So hopefully we say, I want to start with this new foundation, and hopefully we do the work and we make that transition into a new way of living and relating with ourselves. And sometimes it's easier said than done, but it's always worth it. So over the years, a teaching that's really stood out to me that Nina has shared, and I'm not totally sure, but I think it might have been something that Don Miguel Ruiz shared, is the statement that we are walking intent. So whether we're conscious or not, we're like dreaming a reality into being. We're like creating this masterpiece of our life, and it's like our intent is in some sense that masterpiece, or that masterpiece is a reflection of our intent. So that just really impacted me of seeing like, okay, whatever it is that's inside of me, I'm creating that, right? And so we're on this path of getting to know what it is that we're desiring, or we're seeking, or we're wanting liberation, or we're wanting happiness. It's like, okay, so if that's my intent, we kind of have to start living from that new place, right? With that, it's kind of in my own inquiry with it of like really connecting with my intent. There was another teaching where how really to do anything, it requires our faith, our intent, and our action. And I started to see that there's this like magical thread. It links our intent, it links our faith and our action. And wherever we have our faith, we're going to direct our intent, and that's going to direct all of our actions. We're going to take our actions to there and from there. Like, I believe I'm this, I am that, I'm creating that. And so to birth a new intent, it creates the same alchemical ingredients of our faith, of our action, so that we could go in that new direction of that intent. And I think that sometimes it's like, it also doesn't have to be so like literal. Like, I think, yes, it's like taking those actions that are literally that intent, but then also like creating these magical actions or creating these power objects, it helps that to like sink into our lives, because sometimes it's like we're efforting so hard and trying to do something, it's like we're using the same mechanism kind of that we're trying to change to step in the way of it. So it's like by doing a different type of action that is the like embodiment of that intent, it can really help us. It's really helped me. So it's like, I think it's really good to understand these ingredients in our consciousness, because it's like ultimately whatever action we take, we'll see ourselves. And so even when we're then like going for that magical action, it's still going to reflect to us where we are, but we get to kind of like work with it from a different space in our being. And I see a lot of value in that. I've experienced a lot of value in that. So that's really why I'm inspired to share that now, because so many people are like going for intent right now. And I think sometimes we really hurt ourselves in the process. Whereas like, if we can go at it from, I don't want to say a higher perspective, it can be a higher perspective, but really like a deeper or a different, like a place of heart rather than like from our, from our mind or of our conditioning. And so that's where I really see that the creation of the power object comes in. So just if we keep talking about intent, it's like everything we do, right? It has this ripple effect. So whether we're conscious or not, it's like we are creating that, right? And so I think something that we've also all been really taught is that I know that we've been really led to believe as a people that like we don't have power, and we've really been brainwashed to think we don't have power. But I feel like once we start to wake up to the power of our intent, we can start to really see how much power we have. And a way that I've experienced it, which I feel could be really relatable, is let's say when we're in prayer and we send love, and could be towards anything, let's say something that you really care about, like the earth or the water, you know, when we're centered in that deep throne of love in ourselves, and we're connected and we express that, it's like we can feel the ripple effect of creation receiving that and reflecting that back to us. And so it's like, to me, that shows me, okay, when I'm like really connected in this place of truth, whatever I'm doing there, I see and I feel the ripple effect, right? And so if we could really live from that place, there's more love, there's more connection, and that is love. And so when we create from that place, it's like it can move mountains, you know, it's like we create from that place, and then there's nothing really that can stand in the way besides just our own faith. So over the last several years, I've had just really the amazing opportunity of working closely with the Legacy of Intent, as Leanne mentioned. And in that, I've worked closely with Nina and being really exposed to the alchemical potential of working with our intent through creating power objects. And that's where a lot of what I've already said, it's really like come from being participating in that, just really being blown away and seeing, wow, there's something to this, you know? And so it was like really in observing this magic that was happening by utilizing the powers of the earth cycles, of the magic of connecting with Mother Nature and working and creating with the divine, with the elements, with our prayer, just seeing like, wow, this is potent, you know? And so as a big part of it suggests, the Legacy of Intent, it's really about creating these power objects and these alchemical allies to support the awakening process, to help us to heal, to evolve our consciousness. And so a power object is really something that does this. It embodies that prayerful intent. It's like, it is that alchemical formula of whatever was created there in the unseen world. Like when I was speaking about the prayer, and when you feel that prayer move through you and that love's moving, it's this thing that's happening in the unseen, and we can feel the ripple effect. But then when we create a power object, it's like we then some way somehow bring that into form. It's like incredible. And then that can touch us in our lives. I have been really blown away by it. And so I started to really pay attention in my life and start to observe the way that things were speaking, like this language that was kind of more than I had ever learned as far as language goes. And I started to feel how like this power object was something in between worlds and a bridge between the world of spirit, the world of our intent, and then bridged into the manifest. And that's really why I wanted to share it tonight. So and take a sip of water. So as I have been working with the Legacy of Intent and really witnessing and participating and just really being involved and receiving from these creations coming to life, I became really inspired in my own life to start working with my intent and start creating things with my own medium, working with plants and with medicine, and to like see how I could work with that to dream something new. And it really opened me up to start to pay attention to the world in a new way, to listen, to see, to observe, and like to observe really with my heart and with my senses. rather than with my mind. And that was really a gateway for me. And yeah, so I kept it up and I really stayed true. And so what I found is that things often aren't so literal or so linear in the way that we think with the mind. When I was writing about this earlier, it made me think of something that Tudor had shared. He shared it, I don't know, a long time ago, but it really stuck with me. He spoke about how the language of the spirit is not necessarily through words, but that the language of the soul was through ritual. And I started seeing how, you know, when we're creating these metaphorical or intentful objects, it's like we're manifesting our prayer and we're creating this ritual. So it's like creating a space, not only for our soul to express itself, but then to land in the world. And that's just really so powerful. And then I want to speak again more about the language. So I started speaking about how when I was started creating different things and inspiration, I started noticing that things, that there was a different language that things were speaking into me. And so with that, I really want to speak about the language of our inner voice. And it's really unique for each of us. But there's a way that life is communicating to each of us because we are life. And so no one's left out in this. And what I found is that the voice of nature and my own voice and the language of my intuition, it was like everything started communicating more through feeling. And it's a different voice from the mind, although sometimes, you know, it's like we'll get inspirations and stuff too. But the language of intuition I found is really something that connects a lot more through resonance. And so I could segue back in and speak about the legacy of intent. So with the legacy of intent, some of you may know, you may have experienced being part of creating some of our essences, or you've tried them, and they're really just incredibly powerful, and they're infused with so much intent, and it's really all in this unseen language. And for example, the point on the medicine wheel we're on is the winter solstice. So it's the sacred time of stillness. And I had a thought on one of my recent walks, and I was just observing how nature is so still, and there's this clarity in the air. And what I felt into, like, as far as the energetics of the plants, was like there was nothing that was really there that was catching my attention. Like I was walking and there was this incredible stillness. And what I saw in that was like really there was this quiet, and there was nothing catching my attention besides like the sunlight. And I was really moved, and it was the time of the full moon. And usually when the moon is full, it's like everything is so loud and so vibrant, and the plants are like, hello, this is me, hi. And everything was just like, nothing was doing that. Everything was like inside of itself. And it was like, there was no distraction, kind of. And I was just really so super moved by that. And then I was reflecting on this essence that we create. And I was, you know, I was just thinking how like the sun was right there, and it was so bright, and the earth was quiet, and the earth was still. And I had this, understanding how like we're creating this essence at this time. And it's really like, I don't know, I saw it in a different perspective. It was like we were infusing that which was already happening. And and mythically, this is the time where we connect with the birth of the light, we're taught. And so we made this essence during this auspicious time with its intent to birth the light. And in our essence, we chose a variety of an evergreen cone, which is shaped just like our pineal gland. So there's this language of the symbolism again. And it's not like it's this language that's quieter. So it's like everything is very obvious, but then we have to like do the work of being quiet and connecting the dots. So I don't know if I totally conveyed what I wanted to there. I got a little nervous and quiet, but I'm going to just keep going. But what I was wanting to get at with that is like when we start looking at how what is happening, it's like there's this language that starts to speak to us, which is going to be unique to everyone in their own way. So like for me, I have this passion for the plants. So I go around and I start kind of observing what's happening, right? And that's going to be my way where things are talking. But for everyone, it's going to be different. So like if someone just is a painter, let's say, or they draw or they like to create other things, it's like as we work with our materials, we start to feel what kinds of moods and things are evoked through that. So like if you're working with watercolor, it's going to be this like gentle expression, whereas if you're working with some, I don't know, like acrylic paint builds up really kind of thick, so you could like really, the language of it is going to be different. And so it's like when we're creating something, working with that more intuitive language, I found is like so powerful. So we're not relying necessarily on the mind, but we're relying on something that's deeper and carries a resonance and a frequency. So it's like, whether you're painting or whether you're working with something else, it's like finding what, how that language develops for you and like how you express that is then going to be your vehicle to actually convey a deeper spiritful intent is what I have found. And that really like is something that it like both takes our time and our learning, but it's also something to be, I feel, really free in our expression with and really spontaneous in our expression with. So it's not like we don't have to make it all so serious or so this or so that. It's like, I think we tend to get caught up in that in our culture where it's like, we want to create this thing and we want it to be this way and it has to be like that. And we're so studied and it's like, we pile up all these things on it, but really it's like that, like that deeper expression that can just come through where it's like really doesn't have to be so thought out, I feel like is really valuable. I had a dream about that actually like a year ago. I was like wanting to create something and I couldn't come up with like the right words for my prayer, and I just wanted so much to, and I was so earnest, and I was really shown in the dream how it's like really that energy that we're bringing to something, that's what's creating like that, our that action is that prayer. And so whatever that is, it's like as we learn our own language through our own quietude and connection really with something deeper, that's where we're able to like really manifest that that subtler quality, which I feel is like what it is about in a lot of ways. There is another thing that I want to mention just in terms of like, what is the purpose and what is the power of creating a power object, which I feel like I touched on at the very beginning, like just in witnessing how creating that manifestation like creates a different pathway for us. And something I just wanted to share in my own experience is, you know, like there's been these moments in my evolution where it's like, let's say when I'm like on the brink of something really great or this like great, just like a really great leap of consciousness, I've noticed that in those moments, there'll be like a, or there's been at least a something strong within that tries to stop me from that. It's like some kind of film of separation that just shows up. And something that I've found that's been really actually a powerful way to alchemize my experience has been in creating something. And a lot of the time it hasn't even been so much as like what I create that I use it, which is also just so precious, but there's like an alchemical thing that can happen in the actual act of creating, where we can claim the victory over something. And I see that as just such a powerful reason and way to live our lives, really. And yeah, so I mentioned that, and also, you know, in inspiration, and to consider, you know, like, if when we are in those moments, like, rather than kick and fight with ourselves, why we should, or you know, it's like we want something so bad, and then it's like kind of shifting the way we're going about it could actually grant us access into that a lot greater. So that's, again, where just we could like get into that quiet. Need some water. To kind of shift out of that struggle we're having and to shift into a place of creation where we're actually creating and alchemizing with our intent, so that we could, you know, claim faith in that moment for it and then go forward and allow the dream to catch up with the dreamer, so to speak. But yeah, so I guess I want to reiterate that it's like when we do an act of power, create something of power, it's really a bridge for ourselves, and it's a bridge for our soul, and it's a bridge for us to really strengthen in our own divine will. And rather than like doing this efforting on the surface, we could really access our intent and ground it into manifestation in a whole other way. Does anyone have any questions or want me to expand on anything that I spoke about so far? Okay, it doesn't look like it. So I would like to lead us in a meditation. So I'm gonna just segue into that. So closing your eyes if they're open. Taking some deep breaths into your heart. Hearing and feeling the heartbeat dissolving into that. I'd like to call upon the ancestors and the Sacred Heart, the angels, the saints, and the guides and the protectors of each one of us here, to surround us and to inspire each and every one of us with a message. So continuing to breathe. Breathing in to fan the flame of our intent. And connecting us deeper into our Sacred Heart. Connecting with our Sacred Presence and with the whispers of infinity within. So connecting with that sacred spark within and just recognizing the many ways that it communicates with you, and maybe just even taking notice of what some of those ways are that you feel life communicating with you, or you feel your own spirit communicating with you. Could look back on your week, your month, your year, your past year, and what have been some ways where you've received a message or understood something. And then just letting that go, and then again, just getting really quiet and welcoming an intent in your heart. And asking your greater self what would be something that you could implement into your life that would steer you in a good way in the course of truth, in the course of love in your life. What would be a worthy action for you to take, or a worthy way to be, to let go of, to integrate? And this comes in a different way for all of us. So it could be auditory, it could be visual, it could be a sensation in your body. Just receiving whatever's coming. And then I want you to see what it would feel like to really have that integrated and embodied into your experience of life. And then I want you to ask yourself, could be your guides, what would be an action that you could take to really bring this into reality, a way that you could express this into your creation of your dream, of your life? Seeing a sacred sun inside of you and seeing rays of light coming out of that sun, and seeing the rays of that light as an expression of your creativity. And it's like that purest expression of your spirit that's coming forth, that's alchemizing your inner being and shedding light and alchemizing your outer world. And what would be its form if it were to take form? Allowing the sacred light to illuminate out your own sacred medicine. Breathing into it. Putting your hands on that, sun. And feeling your hands filling with light. Awakening that potential of creation within your hands, within your heart, within your spirit. And we give thanks for this ability to create in unison with you, Lord. And we ask to grow in this sacred potential on behalf of our own becoming and on behalf of the creation and the birth of a new world. And taking a few conscious breaths. Coming back to this space together. So while we were in the meditation, I remembered this inspiration that I had when I was preparing for this, and I was thinking about, well, what would maybe someone else make, or what would someone else's intent, like what might that look like? And I was thinking, okay, so if I had an intention to be really happy and really joyful, and I wanted to create something to manifest that into my life, like what could I do? And I was thinking, well, I could draw, well, you know, this sunflower makes me feel super joyful whenever I'm around it. And, you know, I really want to be joyful, so I'm going to put these sunflowers around me. So I'm going to create this little painting. And when you're creating that, or when I'm creating that, I'm going to just see myself being so happy. I'm going to feel what that feels like. I'm going to really find that inner message within myself that gets lit up by that sunflower, and I'm going to create that, and I'm going to imbue that into this thing that I'm painting for myself. And then maybe I would put that by my desk on my office or by my altar. And then every time I sat there, I would be reminded of that. But in the act of creating it, it was like, I already made it and it was already done. And then, you know, we live our lives and we're human and maybe we forget, and then we kind of get in a tizzy, and then we look up and it's like, oh yeah, I remember, I'm happy, or whatever it is. And just in that, wanted to shed light on how simple it can be, and really how it's like we can create these momentous things, and also it's like, in essence, it can be very simple and very accessible. And so I just wanted to share that message. And there's a question: what kind of things would be aligned with each point of the cycles? I guess you're asking about the earth cycles. Well, so I'd say that the more that you pay attention to the cycles, and the more that you kind of get intimate with what's happening, or even intimate in terms of like what's happening in your own inner consciousness and what you're needing to move forward, that would be a great thing to use. So like, for example, I mentioned a little bit in the winter solstice essence, we create, we use a pine cone, and that pine cone represents our pineal gland, that seed of light, and both seed and seat of light. And, you know, we're invoking the birth of the light within. So we're working with something that represents that within our being. So there's this relationship, and it's also from this evergreen tree that, you know, it's like the trees are evergreen in their faith. They're not swaying in any kind of way. They're not dying. They're staying true. And so they're helping us to stay true to the course in this time. And so we use that time of stillness and invoking that seed of light within ourselves using that sacred cone. So it's like whatever is kind of an energetic match, but it's like when we're creating, it's like we could be creating to create something that's in alignment with the cycles, but we could be creating whatever is in alignment with whatever is happening inside of us, right? So like I gave that example of like, I want to be happy. I'm going to paint a sunflower, whatever it is, you know, that was just like a little simple example, but you know, it's like in the soon we're coming upon the cycle where it's like the light starts coming, the buds start coming out, things are shooting. So it's like, as you start to pay attention to what's happening outside, and as you really start paying attention to what's happening inside on a deeper way, it's like then that kind of, we start to pay attention and we can see what's already there, you know, but sometimes we get so caught in the everyday that we don't notice, you know, but it's like, as we start to notice and pay attention, then even you'll see how life is communicating to you. So you ask like, what kind of things would be aligned? It's like, sure, we could work with the language of nature, but we could also work with however life is moving through you, which might be a song. It might be, like I said, a painting, or I don't know if that answers your question. I answered it and I went in another direction with it too. Cause I think that's really crucial and important, is like, we don't want to make something according to a formula of like how it would be. I mean, we could, but it's not going to carry the same like depth of just really our prayer in that way. You know, it's like, it won't be as authentic and embodied. So I hope that answers. Here's another one. What are some ways you would suggest to be more receptive and open to the guiding voice within and around, for example, the voice of the plants? So this is something I've worked a lot at. So when I started working with the Legacy of Intent, I was like so excited. I wanted to do everything. And what I saw for myself was like, I really needed to learn to be quiet and like really enter my senses and really start to like turn the mind off and like really come inside into my heart and just like be and listen. And I worked really hard at that. And like, I wanted it so bad. And so it was like, it was really hard for some time. And then it was like, it started just naturally happening. And the more that I was in my heart and the more that I had my eyes open, the more I would start to notice things, just even like if I was going outside to like throw some seeds out or something that I hadn't eaten, I was throwing them to the birds. It was like, I've become more present in my own walk and in my own heart, that it's like, I start to notice things. So maybe then I would notice something like a message from a plant that it's like, I wasn't even necessarily trying, but because I had quieted my own dialogue, I was able to see what was happening both inside and outside. And so I think the messaging also comes in different ways. Like, I think for a long time I was like, well, how do I know something's happening? And it's like, we learn in ways that aren't so literal. So like, we're really used to like, I study this thing, I know this thing, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, I feel like the language of spirit is a little more subtle. It can be really loud, but it's not always, it's like, we kind of have to learn to listen in a different kind of way. Like maybe you start to feel a sensation, like, something I've learned is like the first impression that you get is usually indicative of something, or not indicative of something, like the first impression you get that's like its first hit. Like if you kind of maybe take away the form of like, that's a plant, I'm a human, you just kind of go and be with it. And like when you start to get to know someone, sometimes it's slow, you know, like some people are slow to open. And so it takes time also of showing up. You know, so like the part of quieting ourselves, and then I think also just showing up and being in the practice of it, and then learning what your own way of receiving is too, you know, because I think that's a little unique for each of us. And it's exciting. It's an exciting process. So I think that the more that you even just put yourself out there or are on walks or in your quiet time, you know, it'll come. Okay. Also, what are some ways to cultivate our own rituals with creating our own medicines, art, etc.? Are there any suggestions in terms of keeping the space and mind clear? Yes. So I think that that's a really good question. And I think that that's really valuable. It's like whenever we're creating something, especially when it's something sacred, it's like we really want to check ourselves as to like, where's our mind? Where's our heart? Where's our energy? Like, you know, it's I think Nina gave this teaching one time. It was on a Divine Mother call when we're creating an altar, and it's like we clear the space. And then, you know, are you thinking about like the dinner that you're going to cook, or are you thinking about like that devotion there? And it's funny, but it's true, you know? And so I think that's true. And I think that we can also get really caught up in trying to make things like too perfect or too sacred. And yes, like, I think it's so beautiful. Like, I like to make a little altar or light a candle or say a prayer when I am making something. Like I like to say a prayer and open a prayer to some healing beings that I like to work with, and I open that, and then I create, and then I kind of just am in my flow and I play, you know, because I think that's an important ingredient too, is to play with it, because it's fun. And then suggestions in terms of keeping the space and mind clear, I think it's like whatever is your own ritual. Like, I think the way that we get into our heart is crucial, you know, and also whatever it is that works for us. Like, I think for some people, really not having to think too much about it and just like creating and playing and like allowing the spirit to move you is a good way. I think for some people to really like have some kind of way of opening it and closing it is great. And let me just read the question again. Yeah, and then in terms of creating our own ritual with it, I think it's really just following our own prayer and our own heart with it. So it's like, you know, if there's like a certain energy that you like to work with and something that you want to infuse these things with you, it's like calling upon that and working with that. You know, you could make a little altar in the space, or like have a special space where you do that, you know, or have a sacred circle outside where you put your things once you create them to receive the spirit of the earth, of the sun, of the moon, and like speaking to all those beings that you want to ask for your blessing of, and co-creating like that. It's like so powerful to do that. And I think it's like, you know, it's so beautiful to work with our own intent. And something that I've experienced is like by actually like moving out of the way in my prayer and like praying to something greater in that moment, it helps me to see the magnitude of this. It's like we can kind of see how those elements within us can affect it too. I hope that clarifies that. Let's see. When did you realize you were intent? Can you speak about this and share how we can realize this too? Good question. Oh, hold on. I'm going to just go to the next question because it's kind of a clarification on what I just said. I've always valued how you keep things very clean and in order. I've always felt this is an important part of creating medicines, and it's taught me the importance of impeccability. Can you touch on this? How can we stay impeccable while keeping our childlike essence when creating? So I think it's like I like to keep my, like I'll, let's see. I think like wipe down your surfaces, like make sure things are clean. And it's like, you know, like when you wash your, like I have special jars, let's say, that I keep that are just for my medicine making. Like I keep them in another spot because you know, we wash things, we keep things clean when we wash things, but like sometimes if I'm using a jar for drinking water, you know, I might wash that a little quicker than something I know I'm going to keep medicine in, because I want that to just carry the essences of what I'm putting in there. So that's a good way, you know, like keeping things kind of organized in terms of your materials and having an area where they are, where like you can, they're like kept stored clean, even if it's like a tote or something, like one of those big plastic totes where you like have your strainer, you have your whatever your things that you want to keep clean are, like maybe you have a mixing bowl in there or whatever materials you want to use. And then I think it's like, if you already have your eye on that and you want to be doing that, it's like over time you'll learn that. One trick is like, you know, make sure your jars are dry, but then like keep them closed, but you want to make sure they're dry, because otherwise they'll kind of get funky inside. But you can like keep things stored clean, and you just, you know, it's like you live and you learn, and then you get more efficient with it and it becomes easier. When did I realize I was intent? That's a really, I had to think about that one. I think some of it really comes to realizing that I have a choice in like each moment, and like really cultivating a practice where I have awareness, you know, so I can start to see things, and then, you know, I want to start going towards something. And then it's like, I think awareness is really key there about how we can realize that we're intent, because yeah, I think that's like the main thing that I think of there. And even we could just start to notice, you know, like in a moment where we want to react and we realize that we have a choice, and actually, like, I really don't want to go in that direction, you know, it's like if we could, you know, slow down internally, not necessarily externally, but like slow down internally to kind of pause before we go do something. I don't mean in terms of like we're overthinking what we're doing, but we're like heated, and then we could remember to take a breath and then be like, oh, I'm not a slave to my emotions or to my mind or to whatever. And yeah. But in terms of when I realized it, I feel like it's like something that kind of like it happens over time. It might not be like a one moment thing, but it's like the more that we decide that we want to study ourselves, the more that we realize how much choice we have. That's kind of what it comes back to on that one. I love the question. I'm going to keep thinking about that one. I might jump back in on that one, but I did want to open up the space to see if anyone had, just to like, if anyone wanted to share their voice about anything that they're inspired about for this year, if they received anything here just in their time, even in the, since the new year or before, or, you know, like something that it could even not have to do with the new year, but just something that you're working on bringing into your life. And if you want to share that, to share your voice, or if you have any inspirations as to something that you want to create to support you in that process. So I'm going to open it up. If you could help with that, Leanne, please.
Yes, so if anyone has anything you want to share, you can either raise your virtual hand and I'll see it pop up, or you can just unmute yourself and share, or feel free to write in the chat box as well.
All right, I got crickets. So I'm thinking more about your question, Leanne, and I'm like getting these like flashes of when I was in Tao, like maybe the first or second time. And I feel like the more that we come to see ourselves, it's like the more that we realize the choices that we're already making in our lives. And when we're seeing that we're making choices, like recognizing that on some level it's conscious, even if it's a little subconscious, it's like there we could realize that that it doesn't have to be that way, you know? And I think also like in the actual act of creating, like some of the things that I talked about, like when we're creating a power object, that like when we experience that internal alchemy that's happening, it's like we start to recognize our own power there to create. And I think that the more that we go forward in our life consciously, the more that we realize that we really are very powerful beings and can learn to really utilize that with wisdom and with goodness and grace. So I wish that for all of us, you know, that we could really all continue waking up to our own potential and power, and just really utilize it for the good of our own evolution and the good of the whole. And I hope that you all received something that inspired you in this class and that you would be inspired to take creative actions towards your intent to like really that in some way that could make it less like a big thing and see that it's actually just like a something that you could do and that we have that power. So thanks all for being here. Thanks for flowing with my moments of nervousness and also just receiving and being inspired. I'm really happy that we were together and I wish you a beautiful new year and I wish you a lot of a lot of grace and goodness in your creating of whatever you do create in your lives.
Thank you so much, Mika. I really loved the story you shared about your walk during the winter solstice and how everything was quiet inside, but nothing was catching your attention except the sunlight. And even with just that spark of sunlight, how life was giving you a message. So it was really beautiful to see that and have that visual of your experience with that. Thank you for all of your magic and for sharing with us this evening. I'm really grateful.
Thanks, Leanne. Yeah, thanks all.
All right, everyone.
Happy to see you on here, Liz. And everyone else, I just noticed because they're in the chat box. Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night.